Survivors of the Battle of Nyok Tavak on the Laotian border on May 10, 1968 call it one of the most ferocious battles of the war. It resulted in the single largest number of missing American soldiers from any battle in Vietnam. Thomas Blackman of Racine and Raymond Haney of Mason were among them. Because it was impossible at the time to retrieve the casualties, they were listed as missing in action. But a 12-year effort to retrieve dog tags and bone fragments from the battle site, spearheaded by the group Vietnam Veterans of America, finally paid off this year. For Raymond Blackman, the father of Thomas, receiving his son's dog tags means there's finally some physical evidence and some certainty about his son's death.
Because we've been wondering and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Now we know. So that part is very important. We have a burial plot in our own cemetery, half after years, with a bronze plaque on. And we will take those tags and bury them there on his plot.
Janice Costello of Washburn is the sister of Raymond Haney, the other Wisconsin veteran who died at Nyok Tavak. She declined to talk on tape, but she says verification of her brother's remains finally brings closure after 37 years of not being sure. Retired Marine Corporal Tim Brown of the Vietnam Veterans of America survived the battle. In 1994, he launched the project to find the remains of his comrades. He says initial reports from the U.S. government about what happened at the battle helped fuel myths that some of the men had been captured.
The story that was given to the families kind of left some room or wiggle room, if you will, open to think that maybe, just maybe, these guys might still be alive. They may have been captured. But in fact, there was no question that they were killed, and killed very early on in the battle.
Brown says activist MIA POW groups exploited the false reports and put them on websites, adding to the anxiety of the families. He says proving these rumors wrong was one of his motivations for pushing the American and Vietnamese officials to excavate the battle site. And he attributes the project's success, at least partly, to his group's efforts to help the Vietnamese find their own missing soldiers.
We went over there with a significant amount of information that we had been collecting from our membership, including gravesite locations that contained information as to where the Vietnamese could find their own bodies, you know, which were in much larger numbers than our own, mind you. In many cases, the cooperation levels between the two governments began to accelerate after that process begun.
Brown says there are plans for a burial service and a reunion this fall, bringing together both the survivors of the battle and the families of the soldiers who died there, whose remains have now been positively identified. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.